This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, guess what? There still is a battle for the Senate, for sure. The focus is on three states. Can you guess what they are? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what a midterm election it was. We knew it was going to come down to this, right? Arizona, Nevada, you're in play. And, of course, in Georgia, there's a runoff election that is now slated for December 6th. I think originally there was conversation about the 8th. But anyway, it's December 6th. So in the Senate, do the Democrats appear to have a slight edge? Could Democrats still win the House majority? Not so fast. I mean, it's been very interesting. Right now, as this leaves my lips, and this is going to change depending on when you plug me in, because I know our fabulous stations are taking us now, but so many people in the world like to listen back and like to catch it in other ways. So 48, that's what we're talking about, for seats, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate. So dead even at this point. That is where we're at there. And then you know, I've had a lot of people ask me, well, what's the deal with Arizona? The deal is counting the votes, counting all those votes and how long that takes. And it takes a while, right? Election officials who expect this vote to go down longer think it could be 12 days. And they do say, don't blame the printer issues. That's not what it is. It's that we're counting these. So far, they show that Kari Lake, a former TV news anchor, is locked in a close contest with her Democratic opponent, Katie Hobbs, Arizona's Secretary of State. So that's where they're at in that part of the wrestling match for the majority in the Senate. So, you know, so how does that happen? Well, you're talking about walking in ballots. You're talking about dropping off ballots, right? And processing them and what that takes and posting the results for that. That's why they're saying it could be 12 days. That it could be that much longer. And you got to work through a holiday, Veterans Day. That's a federal holiday weekend, which, thanks for your service, that's coming up. It's now. It's happening. Voters dropped off about 290,000 ballots on Election Day. That's the highest number ever released. So the high volume of late drop-offs suggests that many voters, you know, waited to drop them off, obviously, and hand deliver the ballots or whatever they were going to do. And then that's part of it, right? Just the volume, the high volume in pulling all this together, right? So we'll see where it ends up. The bottom line is, what will the numbers ultimately show? And I'll tell you what, when you see election workers sorting through the mail-in ballots, you look at this and you think, my goodness, this is crazy. But this is how the vote went down, right? This is how they do it. And then Senator Mark Kelly has gained an edge over Blake Masters, the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Arizona. So, I mean, there you go. You have Kelly, most likely, the way it's being projected, to be the winner of that one. That's why you got the tie game going on at this point. But isn't it interesting that going into this, it was inevitable that there wasn't going to be clear-cut results, and sure enough, there is not clear-cut results. And even as I just said, numbers, the numbers in the House flip in different directions too. You could look at the House and say, okay, so there's 211 Republicans, 198 Democrats, but there's still some things to be settled there, right? So we'll know when we know, I suppose. We'll know when we know. How about the homes that are collapsing into the ocean in Florida. We know that. We're seeing it in real time. What a terrible situation in Daytona, Daytona Shores specifically. Two people dead as a result of Nicole that smashed into Florida on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. The east coast of Florida. I'm on the west coast of Florida, as you all know, and we had serious rain. It kind of felt at moments like I was living in Cape Fear. If you haven't seen that movie, the massive winds and a massive storm, and that's what it felt like, and nowhere near where it hit landfall. So the two people who died, they died because they were electrocuted by a downed power line in Orange County in Florida, Orange County, Florida. So there was also a tornado threat, wind, heavy rain, and this really battered around through Thursday and still is continuing for some people. Georgia, South Carolina, they're getting hit by it too. So the Cat 1 strength, though, weakened a bit more to a tropical depression, but in low-lying areas, there has absolutely been flooding. If you've ever been to St. Augustine, Florida, there was a lot of flooding going on right through the downtown, famous for the fort there, of course, and all the historic sites, I think, that you see and embrace when you're in St. Augustine. So certainly the eastern part of the state got it the worst, where you could see in Daytona Beach where people had water just surrounding their houses, where there are condos where it was too dangerous to stay and they had to evacuate. When you're talking about, you know, 6 inches of rain and you're right in that path, we know how tough that is. And then the winds, and when the winds hit at Port Canaveral, the surge was measured at just under 6 feet. That was 4 a.m. Eastern after landfall. And then you had the surge down to about 3 feet, but it's that water level high, and the erosion that you saw in so many different places. East Boynton Beach in Florida, right down the center, just floods. You could see that some of the cars were floating because of where they had been parked. And you also know that in some areas, the winds, like Vero Beach, 75-mile-an-hour winds when it hit. So you got downpour, storm surge, thrashing the area, and that is a deadly, deadly combination. Hey, coming up on this show, we're going to have some conversations with a couple of people, including David Burtka. You may know him as an actor who's been in just a ton of things, and a chef. He's a celebrity chef, too, and he's pretty fun. He's going to tell us some interesting things that we can do for the Thanksgiving holiday. Because hard to believe, but we are tick, tick, tick getting close to Turkey Day. How did that happen? I mean, it feels like we just went into the fall, and all of a sudden, now we're knocking on Thanksgiving. But that's what seems to happen once we get into October, things really start to fly. So I can't wait to talk to him. Plus, coming up, we have an exciting giveaway, and all you have to do is email me, and it has to do with food, and it has to do with a big grand prize that you could win that's really, really good. And that's all the hints I'm giving you. That's coming up next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
So it is the season to give stuff away, and we're going to do that right now. National Geographic is back with this fully revised, updated edition of Food Journeys of a Lifetime. On the menu, a glimpse into some of the top dishes, markets, and restaurants worth traveling far and wide to savor. Some of them in the United States, some of them overseas. Really incredible, this book. You want to go everywhere when you flip open the pages and you find this incredible array of diverse recommendations and illustrations and recipes to try at home and curated top 10 lists. It does make your mouth water. It does. It does. And you read about all these histories of locations, from some of the must-see places to the cultural legacies and the climates and chefs that make them foodie destinations. That's so popular to do the whole foodie thing. So we here on the Kate Delaney Show are giving 25 listeners the chance to win a copy of the latest edition of Food Journeys of a Lifetime from National Geographic plus one. Yes. Well, you can applaud. Let's applaud that. Plus, one grand prize winner is going to get a Gourmia GGA 2100 food station, the smokeless indoor grill and air fryer with smoke extracting technology, 5 one-touch cooking functions, an extra large non-stick cooking surface. Who doesn't want that? So, send me your name now, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, and you will be thrown into the drawing and get a copy of the book. By the way, you can pick up your copy of the latest edition of Food Journeys of a Lifetime today, available wherever books are sold. Incredible grand prize and an incredible book from National Geographic. I'm serious. It's, and I've, you know, read some of the stories on the air. It's absolutely amazing. So go get them. Again, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. How about that audience? Some more applause? We have some more applause? That's amazing. I think it's amazing. Woohoo! There's some more applause. All right. Yeah, there they are. They're tired. I'm making them work overtime. I mean, let's face it, I'm making them work overtime. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So looking at a couple of things, some odds and ends on the day. Obviously, we're following Nicole. Many of you, unfortunately, get the remnants of that as it goes up the East Coast. We saw what happened in Florida. People were saying, oh, not again. I can't believe this, because Ian was one thing. That was a Cat 4, and we saw the storm surge and how horrible that was for Sanibel Island, Fort Myers, Port Charlotte, and a whole bunch of other areas, too, in between. And then we saw what happened on the East Coast. You want some good news? You want some more good news? How about the shock at the world's biggest craps table? I'm talking about the market, the Dow, up 1,200. Biggest jump that we've seen in 2 years. And part of that is why you're going to love this. You know why? Because there are signs. You ready for this? I mean, hold on to something. Sit down. I need you to sit down. There are signs pointing that inflation could be softening. It's looked like it's softening. And trust me, the market, we know, rolls on positive news and negative news. So because there are the Dow soaring on more than 1,200 points, that's how far up, right, on data that is suggesting inflation could be peaking. So you look at that, you look at those numbers, and then that's what happened. So having that skyrocket with the release of the consumer price inflation figures on Thursday, which is good news, that drove things up. And thank goodness, because we keep seeing these rate hikes, right, the Federal Reserve. And so that's good, because maybe now it'll be a smaller interest rate hike in December, and that's now what the rumor is. And we love it, because I think really squeezing people again and again, it looked like it wasn't working at all. And so if the volatility is temporary, and now it looks like we're swinging in a different direction, that, my friends, is a reason to be cautiously optimistic, right? I think they'll still raise the benchmark interest rate slightly, but I don't think it'll be what it has been. So all of those signs point to gains for big blue stocks like Apple, which was up 8.90%. Target jumped 7.44%. Just giving you an example of what can make numbers move. And so that to me was some of the great news on the day. And I said how Apple shot up. That's for Apple, just to put it in perspective for you, what does it mean for Apple itself when you look at the stock going up? That's a $191 billion in a day. $1 billion. Wow. And again, that all spells to you and me, to anybody who may have just a little bit in the market, to somebody who might be lucky enough to have a 401k where it's being matched. And you know what? All that matters, because you have a basket of stocks. You're not probably not paying attention to it. But when the market goes up, that goes up no matter what, no matter what, no matter what you have in it. That, my friends, is a very, 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 very good thing. All right, on the funny side, I have to tell you about this, because I'm always telling you what's going on at NASA. And, of course, the rocket on the pad, Artemis, it looks like it weathered. Nicole could not keep it in the barn, could not keep it locked up, so to speak, because it was too risky with what the winds were going to be to do that, so they had to have it on the pad, and that's probably was a very, very good decision. Well, here's what's really interesting. NASA has a huge flying saucer. It's like this inflatable heat shield. It landed in the Pacific Ocean after falling from space. And what's really wild is this technology could actually help humans land safely on Mars one day. It's a huge circular inflatable heat shield. They call it the Lofted. And it blasted off aboard a United Launch Atlas rocket from California. And NASA confirmed it, right? And it deployed a parachute to allow this splashdown into the Pacific Ocean east of Hawaii. So they were testing it. They tested this crazy flying saucer thing. Wouldn't it be wild if you were somewhere around that, just coincidentally on a boat, and you see this thing coming down in the water? It's like, is that an inflatable flying saucer that's making its way toward this boat? But on the serious side, the huge heat shield is recovered by an offshore vessel called Kahana. And they're going to do that in like 2 days' time. So the whole idea is that it's going to be so far out there, and like there's no hope of anybody being near it. And the hope is that it'll show what a heat shield can do and act as a brake to slow down a spacecraft when it enters into the Mars atmosphere, right? Because that's the worry. The worry is you can't survive that. Who knows with the heat? Who knows what happens when you try to land? So how can you land successfully with humans? It's one thing where there's no humans, right? And this launch was from a place that I used to cover. I used to cover, when I was in television in California, Vandenberg Air Force Base. And that base, Lofted, launched from a United Launch Atlas, that rocket, from that force base, that Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. And that is very cool that it did that. It's really significant because they got to look at, well, that it's aerodynamic. Will it drag? Will it slow things down? Will it be able to slow down a spacecraft before it lands? The atmosphere of Mars is much less dense than that of Earth, and it's very challenging for that deceleration because the red planet's atmosphere is thick enough to provide some drag, but too thin to decelerate the spacecraft. So imagine trying to be able to navigate that. Very, very, very tough. David Burka next.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
November 10th marks the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. It traces its origins to 1775 and the Second Continental Congress. At the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, a wreath-laying ceremony is followed by a gun salute. President Biden is set to meet with the Chinese president next week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip to Bali, Indonesia next week. Currently, the United States and China have mutual political, economic, and security interests. Taiwan is where the two sides differ.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Such a fan of David Burke, because you have no idea how thrilling it is to have him on this show. I even remember him back in the early 2000s. I want to say like 2002, 2003 maybe, when he was on West Wing. And I think that was his first time on the Tube. But anyway, he's a celebrity chef, an actor. He's a father of two kids. And it's wonderful to have him here today to talk about holiday chaos and how we can be stress-free. And he certainly knows about cooking. I even have Life as a Party, a book that he put out a couple of years ago. So, David, thanks for coming on.
My gosh, Kate, what an intro. That was so lovely. Thank you so much.
Do you remember West Wing? Do you remember what that was like?
Of course. Yes, of course. That was my first TV gig. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Like the first out of the gate, right in onto West Wing. It was really great.
Yeah,
really
so
awesome
so
part of that show.
So popular. And then, you know, you take the acting, and what's so interesting about you, I always say people aren't one dimensional. You definitely aren't that, because, you know, you went to Le Cordon Bleu and you learned everything you could, I'm sure, about becoming a chef, and you worked that into all kinds of wonderful things. So when we look at the holidays and we look at the chaos, one of the things we talk about is food. So what are some of your tips to eliminate some of that stress we all feel when it comes to especially cooking and trying to entertain guests along with that?
Yeah, it's, you know, the holidays can be really, really stressful, honestly. And everyone expects that Thanksgiving dinner to be perfect. It's like the one meal all year that you gotta nail. You gotta do it. And the way I find success in Thanksgiving is trying to get as much done beforehand, like the prep, and writing down all the things you have to do, whether it's, you know, peel and cut the carrots, make sure that you've cubed all your bread for your stuffing, make sure that you get all your ingredients ready for your cranberry. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do ahead of time, like all of your pies and all of your cranberry sauce, all those kind of things can be done a week in advance and you can put it in the freezer. But try to get your table all set, ready to go, so you're not doing that the day of. And, you know, get your kids involved. Have them go collect leaves around the property. Bring the outside in for your table so you feel that they've done a part of it. And they'll take ownership on that as well. So getting your kids involved, making sure that you have lots of stuff already done for the day of, so all you have to do on the day of is just put your turkey in and enjoy your friends and send everybody out to play football and get lots of grass stains on your clothes.
I love that, get grass stains on your clothes. I can imagine you do this with Gideon and Harper. You have to be so fun as a dad.
You know, we have some fun, and I'm really hoping when they're older, they'll appreciate it. They're in preteen right now, so it's, you know how that is. I don't know if you know any preteens,
yes.
But it's really about just their journey and nobody else right now. But, you know, they're really sweet, and they help out, and they get it. They understand that you know, putting a meal together, it takes a village, and they're in there cooking with me. And one thing we love to do during the holidays, especially during Christmas time, is bake cookies. So I make the sugar cookie dough, and they love cutting out the shapes, and you bake them, and then you get all the royal icing together with all of the different colors and the sprinkles, and that makes a huge mess. And especially my son, who still has a problem eating with a fork and knife. You can't help but get royal icing on your clothes. But I'm here to tell you that, you know what? I'm here to make your life stress-free this holiday season, because I've joined up with Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Laundry Detergent, and it's a great way to eliminate stress this year, not letting those stains sit and putting your laundry in. And the Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent gets over 101 tough stains and eliminates odors, and it whitens and brightens with long-lasting fresh scents. It's such a great product, and you can use it all year round. I use it at my home. But, you know, Arm & Hammer Laundry has you covered this year, so don't worry about it. We got you.
And so isn't the key for easy cleanup to just attack it right away with the products you mentioned?
Yeah, you put it on and you put it in the laundry and you don't have to worry about it. It's great. And I can't say enough about it.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I mentioned the two kids, but you're married to the wonderful Neil Patrick Harris. Does Neil have a favorite part of the meal? I mean, being married to someone like you, that's an amazing cook.
You know, I have to say he loves food, and I turned him into a bit of a foodie when we first met. I'm not going to say that he loves everything on his plate on Thanksgiving, but I have to say what's his favorite thing is the next day turkey sandwich. He will pile on the turkey and the mashed potatoes. He'll put stuffing and cranberry sauce on a nice, beautiful piece of bread, and that's his favorite part of the meal. I think the next day, or even that night, if he's eaten early enough in the day, he'll have his turkey sandwich that evening.
Ooh, I'm with him. I love that the best. And I would be remiss not to ask you this. You have a new project coming up on Hulu. Tell us about that.
Oh my gosh, it is just a gas. It is so much fun. It's a new cooking competition called Drag Me to Dinner, and two drag queens go head to head to create the best dinner party. And drag queen and alcohol plus food, it is crazy. We shot the whole season and we're editing it now, and it should be crazy. Over 40 queens are partaking in this show, so we have the best of the best. Bianca Del Rio is going to be one of the judges, and Neil's one of the judges, and I'm sort of the Tim Gunn of it all. It's a lot of fun. I think people are really going to enjoy it.
All right, I love it. Continued success. Have fun over the holidays. David Burka, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a great holiday season.
Thanks, you too. You know, he was right about when you have that mess. Ugh, that's the worst part about Thanksgiving, where he says just throw it, just immediately throw the Arm & Hammer in and boom, do the laundry, and then you're done with everything, because it is kind of messy, right? And this is a guy who cooks for a living. This is a guy who knows how to cook, and I think clearly what he said and what so many of us don't do, because I'll be the first person to admit, last minute, doing it the last minute, staying up, doing the stuffing, all of that. But by doing things ahead of time, it makes it so so much easier. On this show, we have had these, for fun, these unofficial polls on what is it that you like the best. What is the thing when you sit down to grub, let's face it, at Thanksgiving? That's why I asked him that question about Neil, remember from Doogie Howser days and How I Met Your Mother and famous actor. What was his favorite part? It was the leftovers, and I would agree, because that's what I did an unofficial poll. I've done it a couple of years, and almost always the turkey sandwiches watching football the next day, maybe even the day after you're eating turkey sandwiches, that seemed to be the favorite for most people, unless it was the pies at the end, or the mashed potatoes and everything else that you eat in between when you actually sit down for the, to eat the bird. Right? So, I mean, it's all of it, but I like the leftovers. Definitely, definitely, definitely. All right, a couple of minutes here to be able to throw in a few other things that, you know, what I say about this show is there's so much that happens that we don't hear about because we're so focused on a handful of things, and that has been voting and what's happening in the balance of power in Washington. And what's happening with the weather, because that affects all of us. But I thought this was really interesting. I am a huge, if I'm going to do fast food, you know, honestly, I'm a huge Chick-fil-A fan. I just get this craving for Chick-fil-A. I don't know if it's the peanut oil that they cook the chicken in or what it is. There's something about it. And no matter where I am, it's like calling my name at least a couple times a month. And I just saw something about Chick-fil-A, because everywhere you go, and every place I've lived, I think it's like a license to print money when you own one of the franchises, because there's always such long car lines that are dumped out into streets, and they have people taking orders outside now in a lot of them, even if you're in a small town. So what Chick-fil-A is doing, or at least one of the Chick-fil-A franchise owners, and this is starting to spread, is doing, is saying that, you know, because we can feel that there's a burnout, that people feel burned out. So how do we end employee burnout, and how do we retain these employees that we like? And so this one owner in Florida decided, okay, so let's do a 3-day, 14-hour work week. But that's 14-hour work week. And he said the whole idea is, because then we reduce burnout, we get people to stay, we give them a consistent work schedule so they know, and they can switch things if they have to switch things, but they know what it is, and they can plan out their lives outside of work in advance. And so far, they started this in February, and they've had 100%, and granted, it's fast food, it's, you know, this wouldn't work for all companies, but look, 100% employee retention at the management level and a whole bunch of new applicants. So just one job opening, they got 420 people applying because the word has spread. And 25 people, because they're not forcing people to do it, but as of this week, 25 people, 25 team members, 18 team leaders, opted into this program. What a smart idea if you can do it, right? If you can rotate the blocks, 13 to 14 hour shifts, though. I mean, that's the thing. And of course, they're not open on Sunday, so you don't have to worry about Sunday. And it's had, I guess, this just great impact on employees who were working 70 hours a week. They were skipping vacations, and I guess this location is going to generate about $17 million in sales. Do you think it's a good idea? I think it's a good idea. I wonder if more people will try to do that in more companies, because you can see that there's heavy, heavy burnout. All right, stay with us. Coming to the end of this show, we got a couple of hot hits and some suggestions next.
Ever
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So this is so perfect right now to talk about traveling, my favorite thing to talk about. You know, the countdown for the holidays is certainly on. We know that people are getting ready for holiday travel, and it can be absolutely overwhelming. So who better to have on than travel filmmaker and host who knows all the great hacks? Juliana Brasi joins us, and she's got that info we need. Juliana, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Kate, for having me.
So when we look at the holidays, here's my first question. Somebody wanted me to ask you this. Is it too late? Are you going to get terrible deals if you want to fly right now because you waited till the last second?
Oh, personally, I love to do last minute travel because it's just fun. It's spontaneous. You can kind of see what your best deal is and go with that, right? So it definitely pays to plan ahead if you can get those early deals. But if you are a last minute, you know, planner, go for it. Why not?
So when we look at that, and I talked about the fact that obviously we're talking about the holiday season. What are some of your top travel hacks for the holiday season?
Oh, well, this year and every year, you know, holidays is always the busiest time of year for travel, but I definitely recommend to pack small and to pack smart. It's really important to think about carry-on. Use that to your advantage. If you can possibly travel carry-on only, it might save you a lot of stress from having to worry, you know, did my bag make it on the connecting flight or paying a little bit more for that? You know, we're talking money. It's important to just really spend on what you actually need. So if you can get by on carry-on only, bringing just those essentials, you're off to a great start.
Yeah, so tell us, Jules, about the new smart suitcase features and how they can help. Because, you know, you talked about small and smart and all of that. How does that take the stress out of traveling?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of technology, and to see it integrated into suitcases now is really exciting. I have the new T-Mobile Uncarrier On, which is a limited time edition magenta suitcase, and I love it because it has TagSmart technology built in, and so I definitely can open up my phone and see on the app where my suitcase is. So it just takes that idea of putting your name on your luggage to a whole other level when I can see in real time my luggage is safe. I know I left it at home, or I left it, you know, made it on the connecting flight. So there's a lot of great benefits to that. Also, with smart technology, it's nice to have power. And, I mean, who wants to be running around an airport looking for a plug and, you know, fighting for one and then having to stand by it? But if you can BYO power, it's nice to have wireless charging opportunities for your phone. It's awesome to just really be able to plug in any devices with a USB-C cable. So you can just really have power on the go, especially when we're on our devices a lot more. If you're suffering through any delays or cancellations, you're going to be using that battery. And so to have that battery with you is definitely an asset.
Oh, I so need that. I'm so glad you said that. I just scribbled that down. I desperately need that. Oh, it happens to me all the time. I'm like scrambling like a bug all over the airport trying to find a place to plug in. As you know, even the greatest airports that have plugs, there's never enough. So that's a wonderful, wonderful tip. So when we look about, when we look to be connected, I mean, you're saying it here and what you've talked about, even with the app, et cetera, what are some of the other best ways for people to stay connected while traveling?
Well, you had me thinking about being on a plane when you're thinking about being connected and finding those plugs. I mean, a lot of planes have plugs now too, right? Mm. But it's nice to also, when you're on a plane, have Wi-Fi. So a lot of the major carriers have Wi-Fi, and you have to pay a little extra. But we have a T-Mobile plan. A lot of plans are, it's included. So it's like you can just continue to do those emails. You can continue to do messaging and text messages and checking Instagram. So there's just a lot of great benefit to being connected even on the flight. And I even like to take my connections, you know, wherever I am, whether I'm on the road or, you know, in the air or overseas. So when I travel internationally, I love to have a plan that I just get off and it works. You're not searching for a SIM card. You're not hunting for free Wi-Fi. You know, if you have a plan that works overseas, you know that you're not going to skip a beat.
Mm, oh boy, that's wonderful too. So where can we go for more information, the listeners?
For more information, especially if you want to order the brand new Uncarrier On by T-Mobile, you can head over to travelmagenta.com.
TravelMagenta.com. We got it. Juliana Brasi, have a great holiday season, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's interesting talking about the holidays and where people go. You know, the whole idea sometimes of just traveling, you see your family and then you go off someplace else is big. And she is right. A lot of times you can get, even though everybody's telling you and you're seeing that travel's gone up, 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 if you are flexible and wait till the last second, you can get some of those last minute deals. I mean, that's the great thing. If you're like single, or you can hang with the family and then go somewhere, that's, you know, that's wonderful, because there are a lot of great places that you could go during the holidays. I know that's what we used to do, like spend some time with family and then get on a plane and go somewhere else, because then that's where you got your best deals. This is wild to me, and this is something you might not have heard. So you know the Space Shuttle Challenger, and the fact is so sad, right? This could have changed everything. If the Challenger had safely, when it took off, gone into space, done what it was supposed to do in 1986, there would be, I fully believe, there would be people, humans, traveling into space no problem. Or at least they would be picked. There would be, when I say humans, people who are non-astronauts, right? And there was Christy McAuliffe, who was the teacher who was on that Challenger that blew up shortly after it, you know, broke apart after its launch on January 28th in 1986. It killed seven crew members, including McAuliffe, who was going to be the first civilian in space. And, of course, there were so many people looking at this because students in schools, they had live broadcasts. It was terrible, terrible morning. Well, now they've just found, they found the space shuttle, big giant chunks of it, off the Florida coast, just coincidentally, filming the Bermuda Triangle into cursed waters. That was the name of the show they were shooting. And a marine biologist and other divers were there, and they found the space shuttle. So they contacted NASA, and NASA contacted families to let them know that this was happening. And so this Mike Barnett, an underwater explorer who led the crew that found the shuttle artifact, because they didn't know that, right? He says he remembers watching it in his high school classroom and said it was really sobering to realize that his team found a giant scrap from that spacecraft. It's the first debris to be discovered. Think about that. Since pieces from the shuttle washed ashore in 1996. I mean, that is, to me, amazing. You find, you know, dozens of shipwrecks and plane crashes and all of that outside the triangle, just off Florida's space coast, but never anything like that. I mean, they were searching for a World War II-era rescue plane that disappeared in 1945. And then they happened to uncover this, right? And clearly they knew what it was. They brought the evidence to a retired NASA astronaut who was a friend of Barnett's, and he knew that it was probably, that it looked like it was from the Challenger disaster because of the square tiles. And you can see that underwater, and they have shots of that. And that tipped off the explorers that they had a large chunk of it. That's what they felt like it had to be, because there was thousands of silicon tiles protecting the shuttle from heat when it returned to the Earth. That was the idea, the Earth's atmosphere from space. And so they turned all of that over to NASA, and recently, but this, it shows you how long it takes. That happened in August, and they just recently confirmed the debris and the footage. They reviewed the footage and made sure, and they made sure that they contacted everyone because, look, they had really incredible astronauts on that flight, too. Krista McAuliffe was the teacher. But they had Dick Scobie, Michael Smith, Ron McNair, Judith Resnick. I'm like remembering some of these names because we talked about this so many times. In my career, 15, 20 years later, it would come up. Just 73 seconds after takeoff. I think it's truly amazing that they uncovered that. On that note, still don't know. Still have a lot of questions about the elections, and of course we're always going to be keeping you up to date on that. Thanks for plugging into this first hour of the show. Alex K., great job on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pauti Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.